Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Wow! Hola, bicholas!
And away we go! Welcome to Season 19, Episode number 4045. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
Whoops!
Three Ted Smith!
And my cock!
You are in the men's room. I'll tell you, today it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: Super Bowl teams and Super Bowl foods. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Tim.
Click, clack.
Try get it, try. All right, here we go. Colorado man unsure whether it was garbage, recycling, or human compost week. Meanwhile, what once was a radio tower is now a field high on a mountain peak. If having to poop in a porta potty isn't bad enough, pulling out of exercise due to rusty shaft, that's always tough. And we'll never have to worry here about a store catching fire from sunshine. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, Bissell, the vacuum and cleaning company, they're recalling about 150,000 of their vacuums. The reason? Well, apparently the battery pack that powers the cordless vacuums may or may not burst into flames. But that explosive uncertainty, that's led Bissell to saying, yeah, maybe don't use them. And in case you're wondering, that is not an exact quote, but that's pretty much what they're saying. Meanwhile, a company called Summer Fresh Salads, they're recalling their hummus. They kind of forgot to mention that one of the ingredients includes sesame. So if you have an allergy, well, you might go into anaphylactic shock and die. You also might not, but they'd like you to avoid that risk. And then there's Tesla, which is recalling almost every car it has sold in the United States. Apparently, the teeny tiny font that Tesla uses for its warning lights on the instrument dashboard, it's too small to actually read, which leads to distracted driving, which leads to a call to the advocates. And speaking of cars, if you're in the market for a new car, a car maintenance blog called Engine Rev Up, well, they've released their list of 10 cars likely to break down after 100,000 miles. So come for the Nissan Altima, stay for the BMW 3 Series. But then maybe you don't need no stinking car and you'll just use Uber. Well, if you do use Uber, do not be like this man in Florida. He sat in the front passenger seat, pulled out his junk, and quote, masturbated to completion, leaving the driver the responsibility of cleaning it up. Now, these are just some of the stories we've come across. Stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of our random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
To be a part of the big show, the random question, call 206-803-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home Patrols, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4045. What a large and a charged program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat and the exciting return of your guests is as good as mine. We have the teams in the NFL that have been the most successful when appearing in the Super Bowl.
All right.
So the most successful teams in Super Bowl history. Yes, there are 10 teams that do better than others. And by the way, a lot of ties in there. I think the most, as far as the top 10 wins, is 3. The most is 6.
Yeah, the most is 6.
So in between 6 and 3, you've got 10 teams that have all achieved that level of success in the Super Bowl. A lot of teams have gone to the Super Bowl, but just not as many wins as others.
Falcons.
The Broncos went to a lot of Super Bowls. Did not win them all, but they went a number of times. Buffalo Bills, legendary for
4 in a row, lost them all. Vikings went to 4 in, 5 or 6 seasons, yep. Lost them all.
Bunch of teams that did get the opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, but some are winners, some are not. So that's your first category. And, of course, what's the big deal about a Super Bowl more so than the game? That would be the parties that you're going to have, the food you're going to have, whether you're hosting a party at your home because you got the best area, the best television, all the good stuff. Or, you know, you're going over to someone else's place. The one thing that we know about the Super Bowl is the food is typically the star of the show one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
So whether you're making stuff at home or you're taking a dish over to your friend's party and get together, we have the 10 most popular Super Bowl foods. You cannot go wrong if you bring this or serve it at your house. So we're either going to go Super Bowl foods or Super Bowl teams. Coming up with your guess is as good as mine. What else do we have for you? Oh, check out the show anytime, anywhere. Download the Odyssey app. Do yourself a favor. It's absolutely free. Search for The Men's Room when you find The Men's Room Show. You'll want to subscribe to our daily podcast. That way, if you happen to miss any of the episodes, you can go back and listen to those in order. All of our weekly podcasts, The Podcast, Megacast, Greatest Story Never Told Podcast. We have a weekly Best Of Cast. We have The Men's Room Radio Channel all in one place. And that's on the Odyssey app. Download it now. It's absolutely free. And today is the day that we do our random question, 206-803-ROCK.
Random, random.
Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha, bitches.
Hola. I only said your name like that because Miles can't roll his R's, and I like to rub it in sometimes.
That is a fact. That is
Roberto.
A fact.
Roberto.
All right. Let's see here. Okay, Roberto, let's go with this one.
That's Roberto.
Roberto.
What is it? Get it right,
Roberto.
What's the longest or shortest that a pet survived as yours? Or that you had the opportunity to, you know, hang out with a guy?
You know, I guess the shortest I've ever had a pet, I had a pet frog. And he got out of the cage like 2 days after I got him and couldn't find him. And then about 2 weeks later, I found him and he was all dried up and crustified on the carpet in behind my dresser.
Now, okay. When you say pet frog, is this a frog that you snatched from nature, brought it home, and it became your pet?
Yes. I was a kid. I was like 7 years old or something like that. And caught a frog and had him in a little terrarium. He was all set up, and he got out after like 2 days and couldn't find him. But then I eventually found him, and he was
gross.
He was petrified and just a little froggy skeleton.
Okay. At 7 years old, and you set up this terrarium, what did you include inside of the terrarium? What did your seven-year-old mind tell you this frog needed to live a long, happy life?
Oh, I had some rocks, some pieces of wood, some bark, some moss. It was set up pretty sweet.
Okay. Well, how about the longest period of time you had a pet?
2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. Longest, I've had we've had a dog. I had a dog that lived probably about 15 years. Yep.
Okay.
Circus dog. He did all kinds of tricks.
What kind of dog was it? What kind of breed? Or mutt,
that was it was a Jack Russell Terrorist.
That is the more accurate name for those.
Chewy lived for 14 years, my beagle.
Right.
Senior Larry lived for 17 years.
Damn.
I didn't have him for 17 years.
Right, but he still lived 17
years. He was 17
years. He just died on your watch, you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's basically nice how work. Done. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
I'm trying to think. The shortest, I remember I won a goldfish in third grade.
That's not a pet, though.
It was to me. I was excited. That thing was dead in 2 days. Yeah. And then, actually, my last dog lived the longest. She was 11 years old, I believe.
Gomez lived with me for about a year and a half before he passed on.
I'm curious to see what goes on with the cat, because I know the cats traditionally live longer than dogs.
Not the last one I had.
Not yours. I look at Double Rainbow Janet, I'm just like, man, you're going to be around for a hot.
Yep. I mean, goldfish are quick. The one that's I still find hilarious was my sister. I forget how old she was. My parents got her a bird.
What kind of bird? A finch or something?
Something in a cage. My sister's birthday is February 18th. Mm-hmm. You're in the Mid-Atlantic in Maryland. She thought the bird was hot, opened the window so he could cool off. The next morning, he was dead.
You mean as far
in
as
the cage?
The temperature.
Oh. Yeah, the bird froze to death in the cage.
Oh, again, you pointed out February 18th. That is an important detail.
Correct.
Actually, my mother brought home three birds back in the day. I could not. These things live for like 5 years. And again, just little finches. These are not parrots or anything like that. They just chirp all the time. And man, the last bird that started with three, the one that survived the longest, boy, she looked bad, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, you look at some of those parrots, man. They pull the feathers out.
She started doing
they
that.
They do all that
so
crazy
it just,
crap.
It was
they
like,
get stressed
my,
out.
God. Mike, what about you, man? What is the shortest and longest you've had a pet?
I mean, I had I forget where I got this doggone fish, but kind of the same thing. I got it. Didn't know anything about taking care of it, so I was like, I just give it food. But I don't think the water was warm enough for it or something like that.
Did you just use tap water? That's what we did.
Pretty
much, find out later. Like, yeah, you can't do that.
Long before, like, I do not give myself any kind of relief on that. I should have done some sort of research. I didn't. So that's.
You hand a kid a bag with a goldfish in it, man. I mean, what do you think this kid's going
to
do?
Dude, I had two Oscars that lived to be about 5 years old.
Yeah.
And then they got, it's called Ick.
Yeah, oh, yes. I've heard of that.
Yeah,
just ICK, right?
That kind of wiped out the entire tank.
What exactly is
little
ick?
Bumps like that are all that start forming all over the fish?
Like,
and then
fish acne.
I could try to scrape them off because the fish would let me pet them.
It's just kind of like an infection, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And you can't do anything about it.
And then I think the Brillo pad's been the longest dog that I've had.
How old is the Brillo pad?
He's 10, about to be 11 in June.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Freeze, we ask, what's the longest or shortest a pet has survived? A new study suggests that people seeking a long-lived canine companion should look for a small breed with a prominent nose. The study published in the journal Scientific Reports looked at data of almost 600,000 British dogs from more than 150 breeds.
Hello, governor. I'm your dog. Look at the size of me schnoz.
They say that lifespans between breeds varied quite spectacularly. Well, some live really long, and other dogs, you just know you're not going to get a lot of years out of them.
But I feel like the dogs that you're not going to get a lot of years out of are the dogs that people spend the most money to get.
For an example,
Bulldogs.
Great Danes are wonderful, wonderful dogs. Mm-hmm. They're mostly docile. They're all that, but they have a very, very short lifespan.
Exactly.
What they found was there is a difference of an age gap between 10 years between the longest and shortest lived breeds, and it has a lot to do with size.
Okay.
So size plays into this. Small breeds had an average lifespan of 12.7 compared to 11.9 for larger dogs. Female dogs of any breed tend to live longer than males.
And now, governor.
So that does not
change. Just like people, right?
Exactly. The longest-lived breed was a Lancashire Heeler, a small breed of herding dog with a lifespan of 15.4 years.
Damn.
Close behind, the Tibetan Spaniel, 15 years. Shortest-lived by far.
You got a Tibetan accent? I really don't.
I just that dog just prays a lot.
Yeah. The shortest lived by far was the Caucasian Shepherd. A large dog bred as a livestock guardian with a medium lifespan of only 5 years.
5 years?
Mastiffs don't live long, about seven.
I would not get a dog if they said, look, you're getting it as a puppy. You got about 5 years on this bad boy.
The shortest lived dogs, that would be flat-faced breeds of any kind.
Pugs,
which often
bulldogs.
Have breathing difficulties. Yeah, shorter lifespans of dogs with long or medium-length noses. So the longer the nose goes, the more lifespan on the dog.
Quick side note about those, the smash-faced dogs, flat-faced dogs. I can't remember the video game, but EA Sports is located in this building with us. And one of the guys we talked to there, I guess there's some zombie game. And in the zombie game, you know the zombies are approaching. You can hear them breathing and all that kind of thing. And he said, we didn't tweak it. We didn't do anything. One of our game designers had a pug and just put a microphone in front of it. When it's just breathing,
mm-hmm.
it's not panting.
Yep.
It's, yep. And he goes, that's the sound of zombies.
It's my dog.
Same with like little French bulldogs. I know everybody loves them, but like
Boston Terriers,
you're gonna spend a lot of money on medical.
That's what I keep trying to tell my kid. My son's like, man, I want to get a French bulldog. And I said, when you move the F out of this house and get your own job, you can. But just know they're cute, they're cool. You'll get all the girls that you're looking for, but it ain't gonna live long, brother.
No, they're
just not.
Not to mention, you're gonna pay out the nose for it.
That's my issue, right?
I'm not getting one of these.
The one I dog sit. Like, the girl I know, she has a couple of them, and they're, like, siblings, so the dogs don't always get along. She was like, you could take her, and I was like, I don't want the... I love that dog,
nope.
But I'm like, it's just so expensive with a French bulldog.
And one other note here on the longest you've had a pet, Punxsutawney Phil, as we know, for just the 20th time since Groundhog Day started over 130 years ago, he predicted an early spring. But a few other states, believe it or not, things were not all, unfortunately, rainbows and butterflies the last time we talked on Friday. Now, Kentucky, they have its own weather-predicting groundhog named Major.
Major?
Major.
It's very Kentucky.
Or they
have... it's like Biden's dog that bites people, right?
They had their own groundhog. Major died Friday on Groundhog Day. Now, he was not mishandled. I know people are touchy up here. And his shadow didn't scare him to death or anything. He was close to 10, which is pretty old for a groundhog. He died of natural causes. A place called Second Chances Wildlife Center. They took him in as a baby, as he lived there his entire life. They put out a statement saying they knew that his time was coming, and he passed away peacefully in his sleep. Sadly,
we don't think he died in a car accident, man. I just assume he died peacefully.
I heard it was fentanyl.
Yeah.
Never gotten a toxicology
Major
report.
Major has a little problem. Nobody wants to acknowledge.
He was doing that. Was
sorry,
doing,
Mike. Truth hurts.
He was doing that bend over lean and lost his balance and smacked his head into the sidewalk. Sadly, he was just about to retire. This was set to be his final year, predicting, before he turned things over to his protege who was waiting in the wings.
His protege.
What's his protege's name?
Josie Burrow.
Okay.
Named after?
That's Josie Wales?
Joe Burrow.
Oh.
Yes.
Come on, Ted.
Yes. I guess based on where they were
in Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Because Cincinnati's like
it's right
next
there.
To the border.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like the airport.
They're
in the
Covington area, whatever. The Wildlife Center says right before Major passed, he coached Josie through her first forecast.
Coached her.
And just like Phil, she also said that we will have an early spring. Yeah, he taught Josie Burrow how to predict the weather.
Jesus Christ, people. What? Can we stop with this? He did not teach her a goddamn thing.
I just hope he told her not to do smack.
Why don't you believe that?
Yeah, yanked his ass out. He looked for a shadow. You saw the shadow, and then you said what you think he would say, which is probably, I don't feel well.
He's been doing it for 10 years.
Do we know what number Phil we're on as far? Because you said 120, 130 years. We've been doing the Punxsutawney Phil thing. We know he's not the original.
I don't know that they talk about it.
I know they don't talk about it, Ted. That's why I want to find it. Like, what is the
dude?
Because there's
you're not going to know.
They say, look, groundhogs, they say in captivity, can live up to about 10 to 12 years. In the wild, 3 to 6, all right? So you have them in captivity. If you do the math, it should be 12 to 14 fills have been doing this
all
production.
How many? Dude, I don't know how to tell you this, but according to lore, there has been only one Punxsutawney Phil that has been making predictions since 1886.
So he's the same one.
The same one since 1886.
Mike, how many goldfish did Steve's daughter have?
Like,
One.
One.
Yeah, just one.
The answer's one.
Yeah, that's right.
One.
Yeah.
The answer is one.
Once she figured out that it's not sleeping upside down with cloudy eyes, then we just had to fet. The first time, I'm like,
how many gerbils did you have as a kid? Just one.
Just one. Just once. Punxsutawney Phil. I want to find out how many.
You're never going to know the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You know what they should do? This should be a documentary. Because you know they play. We can't tell you that. We can't share that information.
Yeah, the lifespan of a groundhog is about 6 years.
But that's in the wild. In
correct.
Captivity, they had about 10.
In captivity, they can live about 14 years.
14. All right, so we're probably anywhere from 12 to 15. He needs to be named like an old king. This is Punxsutawney Phil the 13th. That's all I'm saying, man. We're past junior. Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Danny, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's go with this one since we're talking animals. Who or what attacked you in your lifetime? What have you been attacked by?
Oh, well, recently I got, my girlfriend's friend's dog at, Christmas.
Your girlfriend's friend's dog?
Yep.
What kind of dog was this?
I walked in. Some POS, I don't know, a little ankle biter. Man, I come walking in, and I'm trying to set the stuff down for Christmas, and I feel something start biting me, and they're like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, he doesn't like men. I'm like, what is he doing out of the cage then, man? What the hell's wrong with you people?
Yep.
I literally had to be like, I'm just letting you know, if your dog bites me again, I'm going to punch it across the room as hard as I can, and then they put me in the cage.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if the dog bites people, I agree. You probably shouldn't have it out.
Were you the only...
If it were anything other than a pet, if they had a roommate and you walked in and this roommate hits you in the back of the head with a skillet and you say, what's up? Oh, my roommate doesn't like men. That's basically what you're saying.
Were there any other Were there any other males at the party, at the Christmas festivities? Were you the only one?
They left him out and he tried to do it again to the next guy that showed up.
Okay. So it really it wasn't personal. It was just, it doesn't like the species. It doesn't like the male species. Okay.
That's such a stupid thing.
Reason we asked who or what attacked you. The Colombian government has pledged millions of dollars to culling the hippos. The environmentally invasive descendants of four cocaine hippos from a Colombian drug lord, Pablo Escobar's private zoo, now have their eyes set on a new target, people. There have been reports of hippos invading a schoolyard, as well as terrorizing local fishing communities, with some residents requiring hospital care after ferocious attacks.
Oh, bad.
Many are now worried that the hippos, which have since multiplied to a population of nearly 170 in 40 years, will become an even bigger threat if they continue to reproduce at the same speed. Guess what? 40 years later, those hippos are still alive.
Here's the thing.
Those hippos are gross.
They
man.
Live a long time, and then I read something, because this is where my brain, by castrating a hippo, castrate them. First of all, apparently, it's hard to do because their testicles recede, right? So you have to dig in and find them. And then they said from hippo to hippo, where their testicles would be is up to 16 inches different.
Okay.
And it costs thousands upon thousands to do it.
Right.
I watched this whole special on those hippos, man.
They're it's a serious issue. Dangerous, unpredictable. They're aggressive. And if you encounter one, it would probably try to bite you. So you're best to hide. This comes just 3 months. The Colombian government pledged millions of dollars on a plan to cull the nearly 170 hippos. They've become one of the largest invasive species in the world. They destroy South America's soil, also poisoning waterways, killing fish. The original four hippos, that would be three females and one male, were part of the hundreds of exotic animals at Escobar's private zoo. And he had them there in the 80s. After the drug lord's death in 1993, animals from that estate were donated to other zoos, except the hippos, who have since reproduced uncontrollably.
Wow.
Who now exist in the wild.
And think about it. It's gross. They're probably going insane because it's incestuous.
Yeah, they're not going to get better.
Yeah.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We rock.
The mighty 99.9 KIS.
KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Grant, a question, 206-803-ROCK.
And first question we asked, how long or short did you ever have a pet?
Yep.
And I guess the study was, basically, bigger breeds of dogs tend to live less time, and then the flat-faced dogs don't do as well.
Correct.
Some people are checking in with how long they had pets. I had a cat that lived to be 25 years old. It was the oldest that our veterinarian had ever seen. Someone else said I had a Great Dane that made it to 9. Had a wiener dog, made it to 17 and a half.
Again, long nose.
Long nose. All right. So
and smaller.
Great Dane and St. Bernard, they both lived to be 12 years old. Someone else's cat made it 23 years. In spite of the study, someone had a pug that lived to be 15 years old. Someone else says, I have a Boston Terrier. She's 13, hasn't had any problems. Boston are known to have less problems than French Bulldogs. Well, hell, most things have less problems. And they're a lot cheaper to purchase. All right. Are you familiar with a Siberian Forest Cat?
Siberian Forest Cat.
Well, this one lived to be 19 years old.
Huh. Is that a long-haired cat?
I don't. It sounds like
that's a good-looking cat. Oh, that looks like a really nice cat.
That is a good-looking cat. Yeah, all right. Someone else, we had the guy, the caller we talked to, he had a frog for 2 days, said my son got an African water frog from his second grade school project. Teacher tells me they only live 2 to 3 years. Well, my son made it to 9th grade. The frog is still going. I accidentally broke the tank and left the frog loose in a pond down the street. Yeah, I got the ecological lecture. And someone else, we had a white German shepherd that lasted all the way until she was 18 years old. That is amazing to me, man. That is amazing. Good on you.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Alex. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Hey, Thoreau. How's it going?
Hola. You know, Miles, Ted, and Mike are here, too, but feel free not to talk to them.
Ted, how you doing, man? I'm
doing all right. How Mike, you doing, Miles?
All right. Good.
Mike?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, what's your name again?
That'd be Alex, man.
All right. Alex, let's go with this one. What would you say has been your worst bathroom experience? Your worst bathroom experience.
Oh God, this was at the Shark Tank where the San Jose Sharks play. I think this was during their Stanley Cup final run for the 15-16 season. And one game, it was a small market game. Not a lot of people showed up, but I went to use the bathroom behind section 115, and the stall I chose to use, there was poop all over the floor. There was poop all over the sidewalls. Whatever this guy was trying to aim, he did not hit the toilet.
So did you leave that stall and hopefully go to a different one?
Oh, no. I did, but before I could do that, I threw up.
All right.
Oh, wow.
But
you threw up in that particular stall?
Yeah.
Now, was this from watching the first period of the Sharks' performance, or was it because of the bathroom?
Well, I would more likely throw up watching the Sharks' performance this season than I would love at the time, but
Yeah, there's something, you just wonder, like, all right, I understand sometimes you have explosive poop. How does none of it get into the toilet? Like, none of it. There's poop everywhere except the actual toilet. I don't get it.
My worst bathroom experience happened at a friend's house. I was there for a party. They rented an apartment. The apartment had one of those squishy lids, like that was
kind of your grandparents always had.
Like way back in the day.
Right. So I had to go number two. So when I went to turn and grab the toilet paper, the seat itself was not all the way fastened to the top of the bowl. So when I turned to pivot, because of the sponginess of the seat, I kind of stuck to the seat, and when I turned, the seat did too, and it. It was a shorter toilet, too. Like, it wasn't one of the longer ones. So it was, and the lid was not, it was a closed lid.
Yeah.
So that's where it got me, because the way I turned, and it was, and I was like, oh my God. All my weight just went right down on my berry. And
just one berry.
The left one. And it swelled up for a couple of days. I thought I popped it. I did not know. I just kept looking at it. I would ice it. At this point in time, I was in college, so I was playing football. So there was a training room, and I go in and get a bag of ice and stick it up my shorts. I told people that I thought I pulled something.
Right.
I really would. I would
think ice, I pulled something, dude.
I always, I'd ice aside. Man, I'm telling you what, I could not breathe. It knocked the wind out of me.
Yeah, it's your full body weight on a single testicle.
It was absolutely horrible.
That's going to take anyone down.
Yeah. The reason we asked what was your worst bathroom experience, a man says he injured his back when someone tipped over the portable toilet he was using at Halleck Park in Denver, Colorado. He believes he was the victim of a likely prank that left him toppled.
yes. Yeah, more than likely.
You were.
Toppled over inside a portable toilet. Stefano Chieto said he was on his daily walk when he stopped to use a porta potty. I got in. After a little while, I felt the thing move. I had no idea what was happening. I started shouting, "Hey, hey," and it just kept moving, and then it fell on its side. He said he was able to find the door and crawl out as a man and his son got out of their car to run over to help him. He said, yeah, it was a couple of teenagers. We saw them.
Of course it was.
They pushed the portable toilet on inside, and then they ran away. He did injure his back in the fall. He said he's thankful he wasn't hurt seriously. He believes it was just a prank, but said the situation was no laughing matter. My message would be, imagine if you were inside the portable potty.
They did. That's why they did it.
It may sound funny when you're a kid, but it's not when you're the guy inside. No, it's not funny at all. Denver police did dispatch an officer to the scene, but he believes at that point the kids were long gone. Fortunately, it fell on its side because if it had fallen in the front, I would have not have been able to open the door and get out. It's something that would have ended in a very unfunny way.
Look, man, not just do kids think it's funny. I also think it's funny. The difference is I would not do it. And you're right. If you're the guy in there, we know it's not funny. But it's kind of what a prank is.
I'm about to say that's what a prank is.
Right.
It's not funny to for you, dude.
But it's funny to everybody else.
At the time.
Random. Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha, bitcholas.
Hola.
Spencer, welcome to the program. We had a question. All right, Spencer, you're going to have to describe this, okay? On a typical situation, when you're gassy, describe your typical fart. Is it loud? Is it silent? Is it one that would clear a room? Is it odorless? Does it have a certain sound to it? Is there a trigger? Like Steve had a mocha the other day, and I thought his whole stomach was going to come inside out.
Yeah, me too, and it did.
You know, whether that's drinking a glass of milk or maybe a bowl of ice cream before you go to bed, what would you say is your typical fart?
Mine are pretty loud. There's been that TikTok thing where people guess your fart, and I'm always trying to have my wife guess my fart.
What are we guessing about your fart? Obviously, you farted. What is the guessing?
The sound. So you go up to the person and say, "Guess my fart," and they make the sound, and then you fart. And if you get it right, man, the other person is so happy, and they're smelling your fart, and I love it. It's hilarious.
Now, I like that. So they have to predict what they believe your fart's going to sound like, then you let it go to see if they're correct.
Yeah, I've been doing it to my mom, to my wife, to everyone that I think it's appropriate.
Would you say you're a fairly gassy individual compared to most?
Oh, hell yeah. I listen to this program, man. It's funny, dude. All you talk about is farts.
So does that make you gassier?
It's hilarious.
Or is it that you're just willing to let it go? Because the average person farts as much as the other average person. It just depends whether or not you're willing to share it with the world, right?
I'm like you, Thrill. I just let them go. I don't hold them in, you know. I mean, that can't be good
for
you.
That's a healthy decision.
Well, like in my world, if I do pass gas and it doesn't smell, it's fairly odorless, I know there's no urgency to go to the bathroom.
No.
But for whatever reason, man, if I let one go, which is not my normal smell, that is not – I have minutes, you know, before I need to go to the bathroom.
But I feel like you can tell. Yeah. I feel like if you fart and it smells like the bathroom smells after you've used it, you know there's one on deck. If it just reeks really bad, but it's not the smell you normally leave behind after going to the bathroom, I'm like, I'm good. This is my body processing.
If I have one that wakes me up in the middle of the night based on the smell.
That's like, go to the bathroom.
I need to get up. I realize that.
Correct.
But if I could fart all night long, and if it's not that bad, there's no worry.
If you ever want a good challenge for yourself with a fart, and we did this years ago at one of the restaurants I worked in. One of my coworkers farted, and we all thought it was funny, blah, blah, blah. And then we made a challenge. Do the best you can to spell the sound of the fart that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really difficult to do, but we did find two actual words that tend to pop up the most. And it sounds stupid, but when you really think about it, this is true. And the words are first and third.
as far as first, right? Almost silent but deadly, but it's got that little bit of hiss. And then third, one, you have to go to the bathroom because it's like third. And we realized, like, when you go, you got first, you got third, you got fourth. We all agreed that fifth and eighth means you just deposited something in your underwear because eighth.
Yep.
And fifth. So, yeah, it sounds stupid. Try to spell your next fart. Spell it out as best you can and then have someone try to pronounce it.
The reason we asked if you could describe your typical fart. If you accidentally pass gas today, you do have an excuse. The internet says that today is National Fart Day.
Oh.
Is there any reason for that, or just this is the day they
pick? Because the internet says it is.
Okay.
Works for me.
This is not a new thing. It's been a holiday for 16 years.
I never got a card.
Although it's still not a federal holiday. This is
Come on, Congress.
We don't get the day off for this, but either way. It's mostly, obviously, for fun. But there are a few articles that remind people that passing gas, obviously very normal. Most humans, they say, produce between 1 to 4 pints of gas daily.
Okay.
And on average?
Most.
What do they say the average person? How many times do they fart a day?
I've heard it was a 14 to 21 or something like that.
I'd say 12.
It is 15 to 20.
Okay. That was close.
15 to 20. Here are a few other facts about farting. Gas is primarily caused by two main things. Swallowing air, when you eat or drink too quickly, chew gum, smoke, or wear loose dentures. Believe it or not.
Loose dentures?
Loose dentures?
Loose dentures.
You think Lou Holtz farted a lot on set?
Yes.
Because you could hear his dentures rattling in his mouth when he talked. So.
What if that goes back to the sucking thing with your wisdom teeth?
Oh, the dry socket?
To some degree. I don't know. Let's see here. In your body's bacteria, the good bacteria, breaks down undigested foods in the large intestines. Now, you know that. But gas is pretty well odorless. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, sometimes methane. But the good bacteria can release gases that contain the sulfur. That's what produces the unpleasant odor of flatulence. And they do say this. Men produce more, quote, aromatic flatus than women.
Don't make it sound cute.
Aromatic flatus is the
aromatic flatus. So technically, aren't we kind of farting the bacteria's fart?
Yes.
Because my understanding, they eat this stuff, they get gassy. Basically, they fart inside of you, and then your body is the messenger and sends out their sting. So the next time somebody gets mad at me, like, hey, blame my bacteria, man.
Yeah. Miles, I agree with you 100%, though. Like, there's always different kinds of farts, and like, right, if you're sleeping and you rip a loud one, I don't really care. But if it wakes me up because it smells, and it's like, we've got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. But see, that's the weird thing about a fart. We were talking about this last week, Miles and I were, just said it's a strange thing to me. It seems like if your fart makes a lot of noise, everyone knows you farted, but rarely do the really loud ones also stink.
Correct.
But if you do the silent but deadly, the air biscuit, the air ninja, whatever you want to call it, like, it is one of the worst smelling things, but no one's quite sure who did it.
Right.
So I don't know which one's worse.
Well, if you blast one, then it's just all out of you.
Everyone knows.
The airplane one is the slow, you're trying not to make any noise.
Right.
You're letting it out in slow. You're driving at 25 compared to blowing out at 60.
And to me,
it's longer.
But that's the challenge of farting on a plane without letting people know, because you're not just letting it go. Like, there's this physically, there's a process you're going through. But you don't want to look like you're trying to do the slow fart because everyone can piece it together. Everyone knows what the look is. Like, if someone's farting, you know they're farting because they stop doing everything else they're doing to let out a fart. It's just one of those things. You know, they could be talking to you mid-sentence and then they pick up. You just farted, man. Right,
I can see you doing the one cheek sneak.
Right.
I know you just kind of lean. Like, most people just don't go like this.
But on
the plane, you can also see the body language.
But see, to me, that's a challenge on the plane. Usually what I'll do is lean forward to that little net they have in front, act like, I don't know, the safety brochure or whatever.
See, I won't, because that opens up the backside. So
but I'm okay with that
flies out
because
faster.
It's not obvious what I'm doing. That's where the one-cheek sneak, everyone's like, you're farting. We all know you're farting.
The other problem with the plane is, though, you try to be good. It's like, all right, I'll just get up and go to the bathroom. Then while you're standing there in the bathroom, it's like all of a sudden you don't have to fart anymore.
I don't know. I've also gotten burned where I got to go to the bathroom because I knew I was going to have a big fart. I don't have to poop, but I'll go in there and do it. But there's someone in there, and now my gut is starting to hurt because I'm doing everything I can to keep the thing. Because now I'm standing up directly behind 4 seats.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So to me, it's just like, man, just try to sneak it out into the cushion. As long as no one hears it, they can't. There's no evidence that it was me.
And one more on the unfortunate bad bathroom experience. A young guy near San Bernardino, California. He was in a public park the other day and needed to use the bathroom. Unfortunately for him, the men's room was full. So he figured, hey, I'll just pop in the ladies' room real quick, which was empty at the time. Now, unfortunately for him, two women walked in right after him and thought that he was a perv. So they went back outside and told someone. Either way, that someone was a guy named 33-year-old Rudy Vasquez. He was waiting outside for this guy with a gun.
Oh.
And when the guy came out, Rudy shot him in the knee and then pistol whipped the guy.
Jesus, man.
Now, women could probably get away with this. I've been in many bathrooms.
It's understood. Always running.
Especially when you're talking about sporting events, bars, all the typical places.
I have to go.
Where it's just, you know, you understand the situation. And by the way, I'm not jumping over the stall to look at you. I know.
Right. Just do your business. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, people at a nearby skate park knew the victim. They confirmed he is not a perv. He's well-liked. He hangs out at the park a lot. But when he has to go because he's older. Now, luckily, paramedics got him to the hospital, and his injuries were not life-threatening. Rudy then fled the scene, the guy who shot him, and threw the gun out of his car window when cops pulled him over. Now he's facing charges for attempted murder. Some people feel bad for him, though, because the park has apparently had some issues lately with weirdos that have been lurking
around
the
restroom.
Weirdos.
It's a park, yes.
But wait a minute, hold on. Someone breaks into my house, all right? Let's say there's no self-defense laws, okay? They're in my living room. I don't want to kill the guy. I shoot him in the knee.
Mm-hmm.
How could they charge me with attempted murder? Now, if I shot him in the groin, if I shot him near if I shot him in the foot, that's not attempted murder.
Maybe they're just assuming that you were a better shot than that and you missed.
But the thing is this, you took the time to pistol whip the guy after you shot him. So my thought,
if he wanted to kill him, he would have killed him with a gun.
Yeah.
That was the one thing. I realized you should not shoot anybody.
Right, agreed.
And in this situation, probably not the best idea to do that. I cannot believe that they charged someone with attempted murder if you're obviously just trying to wound someone instead of kill them.
Yeah. I have a different, if you're aiming at my knee, I don't want you to do it, but whatever.
You know, what's going on? Like, man, why did you do that to me? Bip. But it's not. Like, I'm going to mess you up, but I'm not going
to
kill you.
Like I said, to me, it's just if you pistol whip the guy after you shot him, you know he's not dead, and obviously you're not trying to kill him. Otherwise, you would have killed him. Because mm-hmm. you still have the gun in
your
hand.
Or you're just bad at it. Like Mike was
real
saying.
Bad.
Yeah. Like,
real
you tried
bad.
To kill him, but you only whipped him.
I came back, lit him on fire, then I hit him with a golf club.
More of the random question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.